Tap Health Benefits of Cannabis into your search engine and you're likely to see dozens of uses, like treating autism, regulating diabetes, and slowing Alzheimer's. People say it can help you lose weight, gain weight, decrease depression, and regulate seizures. Dispensary owner Scott Matthews says he uses it to protect against cancer.
It's not a smoke, it's an oil. Put under your tongue, and that was for me. Like I said, I'm a non-smoker of the product. Those guys have fun with it.
Just to be clear, you take it for preventing cancer.
Exactly.
Okay.
To be clear, there is no solid evidence marijuana can prevent cancer, and there's no solid evidence it can't either. That scientific uncertainty is at the heart of why the future of medical marijuana is unclear. The plant's medicinal properties were declared by popular vote in a 1998 ballot measure, not by any FDA science, and back then some true believers hoped legalization would herald a new era in scientific research. But that hasn't happened. Dr. Christian Lay runs Green Earth Medicine, a clinic that specializes in helping people use the plant.
Where is the concern, where is the effort that goes towards medical, true medical scientific work on cannabinoids?
For casual smokers, it's cheaper to buy small quantities in the recreational market than to pay $200 for a medicinal marijuana card. And for patients, the health benefits still aren't clear, so sellers are limited in what they can legally say. In Washington, for example, bud tenders aren't allowed to address the medicinal properties of cannabis at all.
So someone could come to you with tears in their eyes and they could say, you know what, nothing's helping me. What could I do? And you have to say, you know, I can speak to that.
Sarah Lamas has worked as a bud tender in both Washington and Oregon. She's now at Herbal Grasslands in Salem and is pleased that Oregon law allows her to deliver anecdotal information. So she can't tell customers marijuana will cure cancer, but she can tell them stories about the experiences of other customers.
Having heard the stories of people that come in gray from cancer, they haven't eaten. And I'm able to say, my understanding is that you can try this, and this is an opportunity for you to eat tonight. So for me, I'm very passionate about that because it gives opportunity. No, I can't speak to fact, but at least now I can speak to the illness.
It's about as well as you can do right now, at least within the confines of the law.
Vince Silwoski is a professor of cannabis law and policy at Lewis and Clark. He says perhaps Oregon's way is not the worst way to sell marijuana.
You know, there's the placebo concept. If somebody thinks it's helping them, it may be helping them. And there's enough anecdotal testimony out there to support the fact that marijuana is fairly helpful to people with a variety of medical conditions for one reason or another.
And it's not just marijuana sales staff who are limited in what they can say. Manufacturers are too. Jamie Dickinson spends her day checking marijuana product labels. She's the labeling specialist at the Oregon Liquor Control Commission.
So if, you know, somebody wants to say, puts pep in your step or something like that, those types of things wouldn't be something that we would prohibit. But if you got into kind of a disease or a specific health condition, that's where we would really want to look at it. If you wanted to say cures cancer, that would obviously not be allowed.
So that's how the state protects consumers from overzealous medical marijuana sales. If the federal government were to loosen its restrictions on marijuana and allow more research, Oregon's dispensaries would likely have to operate like regular pharmacies with all the attendant FDA regulations. Christian Fodenwenzel, OPB.